And then she said, you are now pre-diabetic. And that kind of clicked with me because my dad's a diabetic, my mom's a diabetic, both of my siblings. And I went, okay, it's time for me to do something. I'm Mary Beth Castle. I'm the health educator at the Johnson County Health Department, but I'm also the Diabetes Prevention Program Lifestyle Coach as well. Most people that are pre-diabetic don't know that they're pre-diabetic because it's not something that doctors will usually mention to them until it gets really to the point they are already type 2 diabetic. People don't even know that there is such a thing as being pre-diabetic that can lead you into being a type 2 diabetic. The Diabetes Prevention Program is set up to be 16 core classes. It's a class, one class per week. It lasts about an hour, sometimes a little hour and a half. Depends on your group. Each of the classes are set up in different stages. We do talk about different things. Like the first time they come in, we do talk about what your weight is and where your weight needs to be. The program is not asking you to lose a lot of weight. It's set up to lose 5 to 7% of your body weight. And so it's not like we're asking people to drop 50 pounds. Some people may have needed to lose 12, some people may have needed to lose 22, but it's set for them based on what their weight is. So that's the first thing we do. And then we gradually start looking at what kind of foods that we're eating. We look at labels. I bring in foods in here. We turn the labels over. We look what kinds of things are in those as far as carbs and sugars and calories. We try to figure out a plan for them of what they want their calorie intake to be so that they can start to see some marginal weight loss. I don't expect them to come in here and have 10 pounds lost, in a week, or maybe not even 10 pounds in a month. If they're moving the scale in the downward direction, that's what we want them to do. And then we gradually work from that. We work into physical activity. And physical activity can be anything that they count during the day. I want them to get at least 150 minutes of physical activity in a week. So that's about 30 minutes for 5 days. It doesn't have to all be done at one time. If they do 30 minutes a day, it could be 10 in the morning, 10 in the middle of the day, 10 in the afternoon. But they get to count everything they do as physical activity. If it's mopping, if it's running the vacuum, if it's taking the trash out, if they're, one old lady washes her car all the time. She's like 82, I think she said, and she's like washing her car. She gets to count that as physical activity. Our little saying as far as our process is we are trying to be like the tortoise and the hare, but we are the tortoise. We're trying to be slow, but yet stay on a steady pace to see some marginal weight loss, but yet get some physical activity in there. And I want them to feel good about it, And we always, when somebody in here would like, they lost whatever weight, we always try to yoo-hoo and clap and, always give them warm and fuzzies and pats on the back, per se, because we all like that feeling when we start to accomplish things. I don't tell them they can't have anything. I don't tell them they can't eat this or they can't eat that. I tell them they can have what they want to eat. They need to do it in moderation and they need to look at portion sizes. We live in an area where our grannies and our mamas want our plates to be full of food and they want us to eat everything on there. Trying to get them to get back to that, instead of 3 spoonfuls, start with 2 of green beans instead of 3 of the green beans, even though that's probably a better thing that you can eat. Because if they just cut back on portions alone, that's going to make a difference. But the group setting is awesome. Sitting here around a table with other people that are going through the same thing that you're going through as far as, looking at their foods they're eating, getting physical activity, being accountable for their weight every week. Every week they come in, they weigh. They don't have to tell the group their weight. They write it down. They give that to me. I keep that to myself. The only way that other people would know in the group what your weight is if you personally tell them. And most of our group, they're pretty sharing. A lot of them don't care to tell what their weight was, or if they gained, my little ladies don't care to say I gained a pound or two or whatever. Once it goes to once a month, and that's where we are now. It's a core maintenance. which is a 6 month. We meet once every 6 months after the first 16 weeks. They will tell you that they miss that once a week gathering because you're going a whole month and not seeing those people. You're not talking about what's going on. You're not talking about what struggles that you may have, or you're not accountable for that weigh-in every week. You're only having to weigh in once a month. And so that weekly thing is really good for accountability. And I never, ever say anything negative to them. If they didn't lose weight, we talk about, okay, what do you think might have been the reason? And everybody bounces off of each other, because what might work for LaDonna doesn't work for Stoney. And what didn't work for Stoney didn't work for Mary. And it's just, it's all geared toward the personal individual. Hard to get people to go out of their comfort zone. We're all that way. We like to stay in that box. We don't want to get outside of that box, and it makes it really hard. I try to use myself kind of as a motivational piece because I was right where they were. Before I started here at the health department, I had had my health checkup that we had to do for our health insurance, and they told me then that I was obese, which I knew that. I'm 5'2". You can't weigh 202 pounds when you're 5'2". You can, but it's not good for you. And then she said, you are now pre-diabetic. And that kind of clicked with me because my dad's a diabetic, my mom's a diabetic, both of my siblings. And I went, okay, it's time for me to do something. So I did what they're having trouble with. I had to go outside my box. And I started walking, and that's what I told them. You don't have to walk far and you don't have to walk fast. Just some physical activity. You know, and I'm now a runner, and I never was a runner. And I now do cardio kickboxing, and I never did do that either. But I pushed myself outside that box. And that's what I said to him. Because when I said I weighed 202, they went, yeah, whatever. And I'm like, no, I did. And so they've seen pictures of me, and I'm extremely overweight. But I said, I'm 56. If I can do it, anybody can do it. But it is a mindset thing. You have to want to do for you. A lot of people can't seem to get there because they still think they have to take care of everybody else. But you can't take care of everybody else if you don't take care of you. And I've had so many people that will message me or talk to me and go, what's your secret? There is no secret. You have to be more physically active, and you have to start watching what's going in your mouth. And they have to balance each other out. I will eat things that I know that are not necessarily healthy for me and probably that I shouldn't have eaten. But I make sure that if I had 3 pieces of pizza that I've worked out that day, or I've walked a little extra that day, or tomorrow I'm going to walk a little extra because I ate something the day before. I think physical activity is the biggest thing right now for people. We get too sedentary, and so many families have children and they have to be, one has to be in A and one has to be at B and one has to be at C, and everybody's in such a hurry and we're so quick to run through those drive-throughs and we pick up something really quick. And so many of the things that are cheap for families are things that are not healthy for them. And we as adults, we're sitting at a baseball field or we're sitting in a gym or we're sitting, you know, we're wherever we are, and okay, your child is playing softball or playing baseball. You can get up and walk around there while you're there. I just think if you're physically able to do it, you need to be doing the physical activity before you get to the point where you can't do physical activity. I think it's just become commonplace for people. Grandpa had diabetes, granny had it, my aunt sister had it, my aunt had it, and everybody just kind of is like, okay, I have diabetes now. I don't think they see it as a huge health concern in this area. I mean, and they can watch family members die because of it or complications from it. But I think they think, oh, it's not going to happen to me. And then if it does, it's like, eh, it's not that big a deal. You know, they go to the doctor and they just expect the doctor just to give them a pill and the medicine's going to take care of it and I don't have to worry about it. And that's not the way it is with diabetes. Yes. Once you get it, there is medication that you can take and it will help to keep it in check. But there are still things you have to do for yourself. So to keep from getting to that point, or maybe kicking that can, as I said, farther down the road and prolong it as long as we can, let's do the things that's good for us to help with that. I'm not asking you to get out and run a marathon tomorrow. I'm asking you to start small. walk just a little bit, and then in a week or two, increase your distance a little bit. And then in a week or two, increase that distance a little bit. We're back to that tortoise. Slow and steady. And then next thing you know, you'll be walking 7 miles a day or getting 7 miles of activity today. Or me, who started out just walking and now I run 5Ks and I do cardio kickboxing, but I started out just walking like a fourth of a mile. And that is hard. That's hard for anything, just that first step, whether it be getting more physical activity and going, okay, I'm going to start tomorrow and I'm going to get up and I'm going to start walking. Or I'm going to start with portion control. And that first time that you put food on your plate and there's all that food there and you're like, I'm only going to put this and this and this and that's all I'm going to eat. That first step is hard. But once you get over that hurdle, I think it's all downhill from there. It's so much easier. I know Eastern Kentucky, we're at the top of like for everything, whether it be cancers or, you know, smoking or diabetes or pre-diabetes. And I hear people in this area say, well, it doesn't matter what you do. When it's time for you to die, you're going to die no matter what. Kind of like that, oh, well, I'm already predestined to have type 2 diabetes. I'm just going to have it, so no need to worry about it. My comeback to that is, okay, maybe I am going to end up with type 2 diabetes later on in life. I mean, it's the possibilities for me are good, but I'm willing to take the chances to try to prolong all of that down the road as long as I can. I think just people knowing that the diabetes prevention program is attainable. You talk about, oh, it's going to be 16 classes and it's going to be 16 weeks and we have to meet for an hour. I think people automatically turn that off and they don't realize how good of experience it can be and that it is just about them. It's not like you're coming in here and you just have to deal with all those people that's in that session. Everything is geared toward the individual person. It's about you and it's about you making changes for you and to maybe stop this cycle of, you know, going from pre-diabetes to type 2 diabetes. It has to start somewhere. Why can it not start with me?
Again, you've been hearing from Mary Beth Castle of Johnson County. Mary Beth leads Johnson County's Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, a lifestyle change program where participants meet in small groups over the course of a year to learn and support each other in preventing diabetes. The DPP is offered in counties all across the region. To find a group near you, and for more stories of preventing diabetes in Eastern Kentucky, check out our project website, PreventDiabetesEKY.org.